God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that express his reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello, greetings, good evening, I suppose it's evening. This is your dog poet, Les Visible, hovering above the pain, actually. We have a saying, we dogs, that we say to each other, and I'll say it to you. May your noses always be cold and wet. But generally it's may your nose always be cold and wet, unless you're addressing more than one dog. And I guess you can figure that out. That'll be a little autobiographical tonight. I don't particularly like doing that, but I think it ties in with a lot of things, and maybe the reader can get something from it. I'll be coughing probably through the evening, and I'll explain that too. And well, hopefully I won't. I don't know. Anyway. For the last, 3 weeks, I suppose, I've been in a great deal of pain. Excruciating at times. What happened, I generated it myself. I was doing this colonic cleanse, which is a long-term, three-month thing from Robert Gray. It's a highly efficient thing, and I've never had a problem with it before. Maybe I did it the wrong time of the year, or maybe I just did it the wrong time of my life. And I'll get to that, too. Anyway, I did this colonic cleanse, and what I did was I flushed all the good bacteria out of my system. As a result of that, opportunistic infections jumped in. That was my problem, because after I stopped the cleanse, I didn't immediately refurbish this bacteria. I had the lactobacillus to do it with, but I spaced it out or something, or probably didn't think it was important, always trusting that I'm some kind of a machine that can't be injured or brought down, which I've had proven differently on occasion, but not all that often, so maybe I got a little arrogant about it. Anyway, I got this terrible bladder infection, and it was horrific. And it lasted for, that part of it lasted for about 2 weeks. And luckily I had my friend Dr. Glenn Dormer was here, and he was able to advise me in certain ways and help me out with certain things. I also happened to have, fortuitously, the exact antibiotic necessary for my particular problem, so I started taking it, but I didn't have enough. Then we located some cranberry natural healing stuff from the pharmacy here in Italy, and that's been doing a bang-up job. Anyway, this infection thing I spread to various things, and also seems to have done something to my capacity to digest food, giving me terrible gas conditions, which is what I'm suffering from this very moment, although I keep confusing it with the bladder because it's in similar location. Anyway, the bladder thing then started to go away, and as soon as it was going away and I was feeling pretty good, I got slammed by this flu. Dr. Dormer had begun coming on to it just before he left, and I suppose it was hovering in the air when I got back. And so I caught that, and that was with me for several days, and unfortunately I was preparing to leave, and I leave tomorrow. I will be where I'm going, God willing, when you're listening to this. Anyway, so I'm doing this a couple of days early. Anyway, I then had this flu, and so I'm trying to pack and everything. And, oh, my God, you know, all I would do is lay down and go to sleep. And so on occasion I would do that, and I was not so sure I could get on my way. But yesterday I really started feeling a little bit better, and today I woke up and I was feeling fine, and so now it looks like it's all on. But yesterday, as I was starting to get better, I went to drop off the trash, and I brought the trunk door down on my hand. I was holding it with one hand, and my other hand somehow was in the way. Both hands were up in the same position, and I brought it down exactly on a particular area in the back of the hand, which I know from my martial arts training is a bad place to get hit, because there's a technique where you hit somebody with a knuckle there, and it's pretty immobilizing. And I will tell you, never having had it done to me, but having done it to some other people, I gotta tell you, it's effective. So that was with me all day too, and I'm sitting here, I'm going, Lord, 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 I mean, what is going on here, you know? And it was, you know, just something I guess I had to deal with. And so now the hand's pretty much together and everything else is pretty much together, but now there's still this pain down below here. Anyway, I ran across an astrologer. For some strange reason, over the last year and a half, I've been running into astrologers. Maybe half a dozen people have done my chart right out of the blue, and I've had various things to tell me about it. And then I ran into this lady in the UK, this lovely woman, Barbara, who, sure, her insight is pretty phenomenal. And she just ping, 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 ping was hitting all of these points, which I was aware of when she was doing my transits. And she recently got back to me about January. And she was discussing with me, you know, I have apparently a fairly unique chart, and some things are about to happen to me, have been happening to me, of course. And back in June, you may remember, I don't know if I spoke about it on my radio show, but I went through a period of about a month when just the most colossal things were happening to me. And finally, Suzanne and someone else had to come down and actually get me because they were in fear of my life. I was okay, but I can imagine it looked pretty bizarre. Well, she said that was the wash cycle, the beginning of the wash cycle. And now coming on January 29th comes the rinse cycle, she's calling it. And then on August 22nd of this year, my birthday, on that exact day, all these various planets come together, and that is the, I forget what you call that cycle, but anyway, it's supposed to be the penultimate experience. We shall see about that, the realization of inner truth, apparently. I'm hopeful. God, that would be really nice. I haven't been so effective with outer truth, so inner truth would be a nice thing to come across. Anyway, as a result, you know, when you're approaching certain great transformations in your life, and I know for a fact I am having this happen to me in my life, is finally coming to be resolved, all the things I put my energy and time into, as it will be the case with all of us, whether we recognize this or not. We look at our success and where we go with our lives in terms of what we acquired, who we became, our titles, what kind of a family we surrounded ourselves with, our possessions, and the rest of it. That's a statement we make about our value, our worth, and the evidence of our having been here. That was never of very much importance to me. What was important to me was always the kind of man I made out of myself, which I must say I didn't do all that great a job of all the time. I can make excuses by saying, man, I was up against a lot. But at the same time, they'd be excuses. However, it has always been my intention to obtain self-realization. It's the only thing I've ever wanted in this life, except to be able to express my love in a wider and greater way. And that for a fact, is the truth of myself. And I haven't always been effective at that, too, but I'm still trying. I'm trying as hard as I can. And now as I'm approaching, apparently, some sort of a... She tells me there's no mistake about this. It's very much there in a sort of black and white, if you believe in these sort of things. And I happen to know these things are very real. It's really a matter of the astrologer, just as it is with any science. It's the same with doctors. There is the understanding of healing, and then there's the doctor involved. And in most cases in this age of black medicine and the dark ages, this science of the black arts, most doctors don't know anything. And in fact, they frighten me. I don't go to them. I thought they'd be good for fixing a broken leg, and then I injured my leg in a kung fu accident, and they couldn't even do that right. And now I know they can't do anything right, hardly. However, I know there are some good doctors out there, so don't let me slander the entire profession, just most of you. Anyway, where was I talking about? there's this thing I'm going through, and it's being summed up here, and I've just been going through all kinds of stuff. I don't know what to tell you. It has been frustrating. It has brought me near to tears many times, and just like being up against imponderable things. So she tells me that all this is about is that certain things are being washed out of me. My lower self is just being dismantled and taken away. Well, it seems to me it could be done a little easier because I'm just letting it go. I've never wanted to hold on to it anyway. But I guess unconsciously we hold on to a lot of things that we're unaware of. Or maybe like a massage, or when you put meat on a table, I don't eat meat, but if you did and you're beating it with one of those tenderizers, maybe that's what's necessary, you know, in order to make the meat exactly what it's supposed to be, or me what I'm supposed to be, so therefore I need to be pummeled a whole lot. And I've been getting that. I'm not complaining or anything, I'm merely outlining this because apparently this is going to come to a whole lot of people in different ways. My case is unique in certain respects, but I have these wider aspects also that do tend to also influence or affect the lives of everyone else out there too. And apparently it's really going to start coming down hammer and tongs all over the place. Well, for the benefit of the human race, because the old age is passing, the people attached to it are going to go with it, the new age is coming in, and the people who are affiliated with that are going to remain and be strengthened thereby or informed, however that works. Subsequent to all of that and what's been happening here is I've been having these incredible dreams. I can't interpret them. Lucid dreaming, whatever they are, I don't know. They're not coming every night, but when they do, they shake up my world in a very beautiful sense. I don't know what to say about them. They're wonderful. But the suffering has really intensified, and I'm hopeful that that's going to back off a little bit, but I'm not real sanguine about that, so to speak. However, I do have something to look forward to, and I guess I can, you know, I've endured so much through my life up to this point. Why can't I endure it a little more? You know, it just gets to the point where I'm afraid I'm going to say something, and I go outside and start screaming at the sky. Well, I've done this on occasion, which I believe is kind of all right, because any time you're trying to get God's attention, it's proof you believe in God. And I think God likes that. And even if you're angry with God, it's better than, you know, just ignoring God altogether. That's something I notice. I think I've mentioned it before. I always bless my food. Anytime I eat, you know, I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful for it. I don't care if I'm in a restaurant. You know, I close my eyes and bow my head, not ostentatiously, but, you know, surreptitiously. And I thank God for, you know, allowing me to eat and to bless the food and consecrate it to the great work, which is what I usually, my blessing is, please bless and consecrate this food to my body for the great work, or our body if I'm with other people. And anywhere I go, I never see anyone else saying grace. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. Anywhere that I go, and I always, like, puzzles me, you know, like, oh, isn't anyone thankful for their food? And, well, I don't know. I see, my point is you better start being grateful for everything and all the things that you have, because you don't know how quickly it could go away. And you don't know how quickly your life can change and transform on you. Trust me on that. And, well, I think our suffering is alleviated to the point that we relentlessly seek out the company of that which is the arbiter of all of our fates and which stands on top of it. And we really better wake up to these things, because it could be quite intense. Now, I know in my own situation here, this is not the only thing that's happened to me. You know, I had a kidney stone a year or so ago, and then gallbladder stones twice, and I've never had anything like these things before. And that's all an elimination kind of a thing, and the doctor says from the ultrasound there aren't any more there, but I want to tell you, these experiences were frightening. Actually, I had a couple of kidney stones, and, you know, it's just not my nature with that. My diet's always been really good, and, you know, I exercise, I work out, I try to stay trim to some degree, but of course, I'm a bit of a wastrel, too, let's face it. I take all sorts of arcane substances, and I've been known to ingest various things, so I should just consider myself lucky.
Ow.
I finally coughed, but not in a good way. Anyway, hurts when I cough. However, I'm laying these things out as an example to you. Pay attention. Seek harder. Strive with all your might to realize the thing that is alive within you. That's the only thing that's important in this life. I don't care what you say. I don't care what anyone says. And you'll find that out anyway on your deathbed or at some point in your life. You'll find it out. There's no two ways around it. So better get the point now, and better do everything you can to make your peace with and reach for and understand and comprehend the divine. Because as Paramahansa Yogananda once said, if you don't look for God in the springtime of your life, he won't be there in the winter. And he was a really sweet guy. For him to say something like that was, compelling. But that sort of a thing, I'm sorry to say, that's true. You spend your life doing one thing. You spend your life doing these various things. You ignore the source of your being at your peril. And that's how it goes. So wake up. Nothing you're doing is as important as this. And you can do everything you're doing anyway just by remembering this also at the same time. Learn to be grateful. Gratitude is... excuse me. Gratitude is very underrated. Gratitude has an intense power to it. And when you're grateful, you're given more reasons to be grateful. That's how it works. When you give out love, you get love back eventually in one way or another. All of these things are reciprocal. So gratitude is a powerful, powerful force. Have gratitude. Be grateful for everything that comes. Thankful. How seldom, do I see that? You know, and all this grasping and desire and wanting of useless plastic crap, or whatever it is, titles, fame, all the rest of that stuff, which are really just a bunch of flies and mosquitoes buzzing around your head if you think about it. Well, these are some things to think about. I have run now to the end of this show, and thankfully it's done, and I can get on to the next thing I have to do, whatever that may be. And, my goodness, the counter's still working. What the heck was, oh no, it's only going to go to, well, that doesn't make sense. Never mind, don't pay any attention to this. Just ignore that last 20 seconds because I don't have the time or the inclination to edit it out. I'm going to see all of you, or you're going to hear from me next week if there is one. I thank you for the time you've taken to listen to this show, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. I'd appreciate that, I suppose. Anyway, be well and be grateful. And that said, aloha and aloha.
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.